Sky's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sky's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. The voice, the ears, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome back to Thursday Live. You are now tuned to our Asia Stream, coming to you live from Prashanthinilam, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Sunil and I'm filling in for my colleague, Sister Karuna, who is away right now. Thank you for staying on with us on this Thursday, May the 23rd, 2013. And right now, we are coming to you live from the Radio Sai studios here at Prashanthinilam. And the time right now in the studio is 9:41 a.m. And the current weather conditions in Prashanthinilam, we had a heavy downpour of pre-monsoon rains on Monday night, and that has washed all our trees and moistened the soil in and around the Divine Valley. Current conditions, daytime highs of late 30s and lows in mid-20s. There is a tinge of moisture in the air as the monsoon is tracking on schedule from the Bay of Bengal. And today on Morning Glory, we have lined up a brand new episode of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories. And under the spotlight today is Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta from Shimla, Himachal Pradesh. And interviewing him is Radio Sai's Bishop Rushdie. Following this Fleeting Moments interview, I'll play a select numbers from two very popular Sai Blossom products. These are bhajans from Bhavanjali 5 and Bhavanjali 6. I hope you will enjoy Morning Glory today, and it will be followed by service, love in action. And don't forget to please send in your feedback, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. And have a wonderful Sai-filled day ahead. Sai Ram. Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, our series of conversations with former students of Bhagwan's educational institutions. And today, in the studios of Radio Sai, we have Mr. Sai Krishna Jasta. He hails from Shimla and he has had the opportunity of studying in Bhagwan's schools and colleges for 12 long years. He joined the Sri Satya Sai Primary School in 1995 and then went on to do his higher secondary school education, 11th and 12th class in Bhagwan School in Prashanthinilam, and then moved on to the Vrindavan campus of Bhagwan's University to do his BCom, Bachelor's in Commerce, and then returned to Prashanthinilam after this for his Master's in Business Administration, MBA, and he completed this course recently in 2011. And currently, he works as a deputy manager in HDFC Bank, Gurgaon, that is in the Delhi NCR region, in the capital city of India. But the most important thing about Sai Krishna and about his stay in Bhagwan's institution and studying at his lotus feet is the innumerable opportunities that he was blessed with thanks to his beautiful, soft, silken voice. Extremely talented singer, he has had any number of opportunities of presenting and offering his talent to Bhagwan, not only during bhajans but also during concerts and special programs during festivals, and also you heard him during the massive spectacular function of the 85th birthday evening function when you had the Prema Pravaham presentation. He was one of the members who sang a couple of songs on that occasion. So his heart is a treasure chest of beautiful, inspiring moments with Bhagwan, and we are very happy that he is here with us today. Thank you very much for coming, Sai Krishna, and welcome to the studios.
Sai Ram.
So your name is Sai Krishna. What is the story behind this? So your parents are already devotees by the time you were born?
Yes. Actually, in my case, my parents were in Sai fold from their college days.
From their college days? Oh my God.
And they heard from one of their relatives about Swami. And before they had even met each other, Actually, Swami had the hand in my parents' marriage.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Especially my maternal grandparents were staunch devotees of Swami.
Mm-hmm.
And they had presented a list of lots of pictures of the grooms which were supposed to be selected for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular point of time, Swami had picked up the picture of my father.
Wow. So it was really a dream divine wedding. Wonderful.
The story behind my name.
Yeah.
Actually, when we sing before Swami, we sing a lot of bhajans and like the bhajan which we have. He Nirakari Allah, He Avatari Prabhu Ram, Janam Janam Mere Saath Raho He Satya Sai Bhagavan. We pray to Bhagavan to be with us for various births. And in my case, it happened to be so. He is there with us for many, many births which we cannot even recount. But in my case, I can recount my previous birth. That's his leela.
Mm-hmm.
What had actually happened was, my mother was blessed with a son. But due to some medical condition and due to some infection, he had an ailment and he passed away in a few months after he was born.
Oh my God.
So my parents were distraught and they were praying to Bhagwan for strength. And in those days, Shimla group used to come quite often to Parthi. In the next trip, they were blessed with an interview. And immediately my mother poured out in front of Swami that how could you do this? Why did this happen to me? And Swami at that particular point of time didn't bring up the topic much. But towards the closure of the interview, when my mother prayed a lot to Swami to bestow the strength, Swami looked at my parents and he gave his beautiful divine smile and said, "Main tumhe ek son deta."
I will give you a son.
Yes. And at that particular point of time, parents were very happy for the divine assurance. But the actual crux of what we usually sing here in Mandir before Swami, the crux was brought out beautifully by Bhagwan. When he was turning towards the door to open it for the people to go, he turned to my parents and said, "Main tumhe wahi son fir se deta."
Wahi son fir se deta, the same son I am going to give you again. Wow. So you are meant to come, just like everyone is, has got a particular destiny, and you are meant to come to your parents and Swami ensured it happened. Wonderful.
So that was a separate story in itself. And then after my birth, it was about 4 months after that, and my parents were searching for a name and they wanted Swami to name me. So one particular day, when my mother was sleeping, Swami came in a dream and said, "Iska naam Sai Krishna rakho." And my mother was very happy. Immediately when she got up, she narrated the dream to my father.
Swami very clearly instructed, keep his name as Sai Krishna.
Yes.
Wonderful.
But my father, he had his own reservations. He said, "After all, it's a dream. It's better to confirm from Swami. So next time when we go to Parthi, let's confirm from Swami only." And Swami was quite gracious in providing another interview. So he had bestowed another interview to parents. And in that particular interview, my mother asked Swami, "Swami, hamare son ka naam rakho, Swami."
"Give a name to my son."
Yes.
Hmm.
And so casually Swami said, "Rakhana, Sai Krishna."
He said that, "Rakhana, have I not already kept?"
Yes.
Oh my God.
So this was a beautiful way in which Swami showed his divine presence in our lives.
Wonderful. So it's been there right from the time you entered this earth. Wonderful. So how has it been after that, in the sense that how did you get inside the primary school?
Actually, I had tried from my first standard, but Unfortunately, I couldn't get in.
So parents always wanted that this child should go back to Bhagwan's school. It was Bhagwan's blessing that you were born and they wanted you to be with him. Wonderful. But it happened only in fifth class.
Yes. And it was Swami's assurance at that particular point of time when Swami had said, "Main tumhe ek son deta." At that time he had said, "Ki ye son mera college mein padega."
Oh, he had told at that time itself?
Yes.
He is going to study in my college?
Yes.
Wow. Yes, so at that time itself, Swami had instructed your parents that you will be studying in Bhagwan's school. So that's the reason why they wanted you to join first class itself.
Yes.
So they were disappointed you couldn't get in first class.
Yes, but they kept trying again and again. And suddenly, out of the blue, in fifth standard, we received a call from Headmistress Sandy. And she said that some vacancies have come up. So would you like to try? And we were, of course, very happy.
We jumped at the opportunity.
We jumped at the opportunity and then we immediately came to Palti. And then after going through the entire screening process, I was finally given the great news that I have been taken in by Swami. So that was one particular instance when Swami showed his presence in my life again.
Amazing. And the days in the primary school for every student are very, very special because at Tiny Tots, you relate to Swami in so many beautiful ways and Swami too responds. So take us back to those times of being in the primary school and basking in Bhagwan's love.
Swami showed us his motherly as well as his fatherly aspect right from our primary school days. There were numerous instances when Swami would chide us for small mistakes and would immediately, at every point of time when he saw something good in us, he immediately gave his encouragement and he immediately used to give his approval saying, "Good boy."
Like?
I would like to focus on the fatherly aspect first. As we sing before Swami, Sai Pita aur Mata Sai. We have various instances of Swami showing his motherly love. At this point of time, I would like to show the fatherly aspect.
Mm.
It was in our winter holidays and at that time Akhand Bhajan was going on. And we were sitting directly opposite to Swami's chair and Swami was sitting inside Bhajan hall. And apart from giving talam for the bhajan, which were being sung very beautifully at that point of time, he was actually noticing us. And some of our brothers were constantly getting up and running towards the cooler for drinking water.
You were little, right, at that time?
Yes.
Fifth class, yeah.
And Swami was noticing that very keenly. And at one particular point of time, Swami got up from his chair. And we didn't know what's going to happen next. Swami approached us. His eyes were bloodshot.
Oh my God.
And I could actually see Swami's hand trembling with anger.
Mm.
Swami immediately came to us and Swami scolded us thoroughly for such indiscipline of getting up and constantly running in between bhajans. And Swami chided us and Swami told us immediately, "Correct this, bad boys." And at that particular point of time, he used the two words which everyone fears to hear from the Divine Mother. And at that point of time, Swami told us to immediately stop that and he corrected that and to ensure that such indiscipline is not repeated again.
It's very particular that you should be fully immersed in bhajans and be steady and be disciplined, especially have that seriousness towards bhajan singing during bhajan sessions.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So at that impressionable age, Swami chose to show his fatherly aspect so that we never repeat that mistake again. And thanks to that experience, I have not taken the bhajans lightly ever since.
Hmm. And you are talking about the motherly aspect.
Yes. Once, during our school days only, it was in my sixth standard. And again, in the winter holidays, we were given the opportunity of being a part of the first ever band group to perform before Swami on his birthday. So in those practice days, we were only about 12 to 14 boys who used to stay in the entire primary school hostel. And Swami used to call us quite often and used to inquire very lovingly regarding the band practice going on.
So you are practicing to perform during Swami's birthday?
Yes. One particular day, as Swami was crossing by, he suddenly looked at me and he asked, "Mother, kaisa hai?"
How is your mother?
And I was taken aback with that question because I was out of touch with parents for many days.
And those days also were not the days of mobile phones. Once in a while you talk on phone, right? Not like these days. And that you were small boy. How often do you used to talk to your parents in those days?
Weekly.
Weekly once or something. Okay.
So I was taken aback and I didn't know what to answer. Then again Swami asked, "Mother, kaisa hai?" And again I got up and just muttered, "Swami, fine only." And Swami smiled and again Swami went back. And then again Swami came back and he spoke to us for about 45 minutes. For 45 minutes he showered pure love on his children. And at that point of time I forgot about everything else. But I was curious about the question that Swami had asked. So later on I called up parents again and I told them that today Swami spoke to me for a long time. And he had asked me, "Mother, kaisa hai?"
How is your mother?
How's your mother? And at that particular point of time, they disclosed that actually my mother was suffering from tuberculosis.
Mm-hmm. She was diagnosed with tuberculosis.
Yes. And they chose not to disclose that since I was practicing to perform for Swami and they didn't want me to be distracted and
disturbed.
Yes. So they chose to keep that from me. But Swami, through that experience, he showed this motherly love as well as his omniscience.
So let's go back to that bhajan, Sai Pita or Mata Sai. Why don't you sing that again for us?
Sai Pita or Mata Sai, Deen Dayala Data Sai. Sai Pita aur Mata Sai, Sai Guru Sai Sakha Sahodar, Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundar, Ved Upanishad Gita Sai, Deen Dayala Data Sai, Sai Pita aur Mata Sai.
Beautiful.
This particular line, which is so close to my heart, Sai Guru, Sai Sakha Sahodar. This particular aspect Swami showed at one point of time. This particular instance happened when I was in the high secondary school. At that point of time, Swami had granted an interview to me and my parents. And Swami had taken me inside the inner room. And in that particular session, Swami mentioned, "Jab tum school aaya tha, jab tum mera school mein join kiya tha, usse pehle tum doston ke saath bahut ghumta tha."
Before you joined my school, you were roaming around, loafing around with your friends. That's what you mentioned.
Yes.
In the inner interview room.
Yes. And he said, "Fir main tumhe idhar laya. I have brought you here." And after that beautiful revelation and a few loving words, he brought me outside. And at that point of time, he asked my parents, "Ye boy kaisa hai?"
How is he?
And even before my parents could answer, Swami patted me and said, "Good boy."
Oh, he gave the certificate right in front of your parents.
Yes. And he showed that beautiful aspect of a close friend and a confidant.
Yeah, they say that a true well-wisher will reprimand you in private but praise you in public.
Yes.
And that is what Swami did as a nice friend, as you mentioned.
And that has formed a part of my everlasting memory ever since.
So you mentioned this happened in the higher secondary school. So take us back, more into those days in the higher secondary school, because again, 11th and 12th at Bhagwan's lotus feet is a very, very different experience and unique experience. As you don't, you never ever get those days once you go to the university. So how were those days?
Those days, Swami chose to shower His choicest blessings on me, actually, because my high secondary school, those were the days when Swami bestowed maximum opportunities, whether it was programs, performing before Him, or granting close audience with Him. We sing quite often,
Antaryami Sai Purna Brahma Vatari.
So that Antaryami Sai, as we mention every time we take His name.
Which means He is the indweller. He knows everything.
Yes. That particular aspect was very powerfully depicted by Swami. At that point of time when Swami had started calling another brother and myself for interview quite frequently, He had mentioned that tomorrow main tumhe interview deta.
I'll give you an interview tomorrow. He had told you in advance.
Yes. And so we were very excited about that. And since it was quite out of the blue and unexpected, we didn't know how to handle it. And we were so excited. We wanted to capture that forever through a camera or a good picture. So we were running around searching for a good camera if anyone could lend it to us. One particular brother who had joined in 11th, Sai brother from Mumbai, he was in room number B2, I remember. We immediately asked him whether, do you have a camera? And he was quite happy to lend it to us. And the next day, after the session, we requested Swami for a few pictures with Him. And very graciously, Swami relented. After we finished clicking the photos, when I was placing the camera back into the cover, Swami looked at me into my eyes and Swami said, Kal tum us room se wo ladke se liya na?
Oh my God. You mentioned that last night you took it from that room in the hostel from B2. Wow.
And we are quite taken aback. We know the fact that He is omnipresent, but when He chooses to show it to you directly, it becomes an entirely different sensation altogether.
Absolutely.
So that is one particular session when Swami showed us so much. And at one point of time, what happened was, Swami used to speak to us very often. But then there came a small period in which Swami was not speaking to us. And I was very disappointed that why we are not able to speak to Swami. Swami is very busy. A few days passed like that. One particular night, when I was speaking to my parents, I mentioned to my mother, क्या है स्वामी आजकल बुला ही नहीं रहे हैं, I don't know क्या हो गया है, हमसे कुछ गलती हो गई है, Swami is not giving us time as He used to, as frequently as He used to. And mother consoled me saying that all are Swami's children, so you can't expect Swami to call you each and every time, that will be selfish on your part. So that phone call went like that, and then subsequently I retired for the day. Next morning, as Swami was passing by, and I was expecting that it will be yet another session which will go without any direct conversation, as He was entering the interview room, He turned His head. Two boys, come, immediately He said. So we were so happy that after so many days, Swami chose to speak to us again, and we ran in. And as soon as we shut the door behind us, Swami immediately looked at me and Swami said, कल रात को मदर को टेलीफोन पे क्या बोला तुम?
Oh my God, what did you tell your mom last night on the phone? That is what Swami asked you.
Yes, so that was quite a shocking experience for me, and that reaffirmed the faith that yes, He knows, He is privy to every conversation of ours, and He is the Antaranga Sai, as we say.
Oh my God, I mean, your life is full of such episodes. So many times Swami has revealed that He is with you, watching you, taking care of you.
And at this point of time, I remember another instance when Swami showed his omniscience. In the interview room, when Swami was speaking to my parents, he suddenly turned to my father and asked, "What is this?" He was wearing an old ring of Swami's. The time had taken its toll on the ring. And Swami told him immediately remove it. Swami held it in his hand and Swami began blowing it.
Blowing on the ring?
Yes. Swami closed it in his fist and Swami began blowing on it. And after a couple of Swami blowing on the ring, I started counting. I said, let me count how many times Swami blows on the ring. Like that, Swami blew once, twice, thrice. And since I had started counting in between, I was not very sure of my count. And at the point of time when I thought that is the eighth blow Swami is giving.
So you were counting, as Swami is blowing, you are counting fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, you are counting.
Yes, I was mentally counting like that. And immediately when I thought would be the seventh or the eighth blow, Swami immediately turned to me, nine.
Oh my God.
And then Swami opened his fist and he revealed a beautiful Navratna.
Navratna ring? Nine gems ring. The ninth blow and the nine gem ring. Fantastic. So your father still has it?
Yes. And he has never removed it ever since. That particular memory, actually whenever I think of it, fills me with such joy to know that Swami is with us always and he has not gone anywhere. He's still with us.
Absolutely. Tell us when you started singing and how.
Actually, I started singing in my 11th standard. After Christmas, I was blessed with an opportunity to seek Swami's divine blessings for beginning my singing in Mandir. And I actually started singing on the 7th of January. That was the 7th bhajan I remember. And at that point of time, it was 7 past 5.
Oh my God.
Few days after that, actually, at that point of time, Swami started calling that brother, Sai brother and myself together. And when I started singing at that point of time, I used to have a lot of trouble singing the higher notes. And there were a couple of occasions when my voice actually cracked before Swami. At one particular instance, I was singing Partishwara Satya Saishwara. So when that line came, Bhava Sagaro Dhara Bhuvana Vana. At that point of time, Bhava Sagaro, that point I cracked. And immediately Swami, through his facial expression, he let me know. I got the instant feedback. I felt so bad at that instant that I had actually let Swami down. And I began praying earnestly ever since for an opportunity to correct my voice. And I used to keep praying daily that Swami, please help me to improve my voice and my range. So when Swami granted that interview, in between, Swami began speaking to my parents. And he was speaking to them directly, nothing about me. But at that point of time, Swami placed his hand on my shoulder. And with his thumb, he actually, on the larynx portion, Swami began rubbing it with his thumb.
So his hand was there on your shoulder and his thumb was sort of rubbing your throat.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So that conversation lasted for about 10 to 15 minutes at a stretch. In that entire duration,
so your throat was getting the divine touch and divine massage.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I was getting aware slowly that Swami is actually rubbing.
Maybe initially you thought Swami is just like that putting his hand, but later only probably would have realized that he's actually massaging your throat, right?
Yes. So that lasted for an entire stretch of 10 to 15 minutes. And after that interview, ever since I stepped out of that interview room, I saw a marked improvement in my range. Whatever range I could actually, which I used to dream of touching before, it got more easy. And it helped me improve the quality of my singing a lot.
So now you are able to sing much higher.
Yes.
Higher notes.
Yes.
So is there a bhajan that you thought you always wanted to sing and you couldn't do it before, but now you are able to do it?
Yes, there was a bhajan, Mata bhajan. Omkar Rupini Janani Ma. This particular bhajan I used to fear a lot because it goes very high, apart from many Darbari bhajans. So this particular instance helped me improve my range, and it was in my UG days when I actually got the opportunity of offering it before Swami.
Mm-hmm. So you did sing it?
Yes.
So would you mind singing it now?
Omkar Rupini Janani Ma, Mangalakarini Janani Ma, Omkar Rupini Janani Ma, Gana Vinodini Janani Ma, Anandadaini Janani Ma, Anandadaini Janani Ma, Janani Ma, Parthishwari Ma, Janani Ma, Parthishwari Ma, Janani Ma, Parthishwari Ma, Omkar Rupini Janani Ma.
Beautiful. So there are so many bhajans like this now you could sing comfortably, and I think that gave you a lot of opportunities to perform in front of Bhagwan, especially during concerts and on festival occasions.
Yes. And when I started singing initially, I had a lot of stage fear, and I could never imagine myself performing before a large audience, and that too next to Swami. But with regular guidance and constant reassurances given by Swami, I was able to get over that fear. And that helped me to make an offering to Swami on the Prem Pravaham.
How was that experience? You remember that day and that event? 85th birthday, Prem Pravaham.
Those days, when we used to practice a lot, I used to think that, Swami, it's my offering to you, and it may be my last offering to you as a student, because after that we were passing out after completion of MBA. So we used to practice daily, and at one point of time I just prayed to Swami that, Swami, please shower your blessing in some form or the other, so that at least it will give me another assurance that yes, you are with me and that you will take care. As I was praying and I was thinking so, immediately we received a call from inside Mandir that Swami is calling all the Prema Pravaham boys for distributing the kurtas which were to be worn on that auspicious day. And immediately I rushed, and I was so taken aback at the speed at which Swami responded to that prayer of mine. As I proceeded for receiving my kurta from Swami's divine hands, Swami looked at me and gave that reassuring and the divine smile. And at that point of time, I just knew that yes, He is there, He will take care. He is the one who sings through us.
It has been there like that right from the time you were born, or maybe before you were born. And constantly He has shown you that He is so much with you.
Yes.
Amazing. How has it been now, once you stepped out of Bhagwan's university into the wide world?
The initial months after I stepped out were quite hard. It was very difficult to take that separation, physical separation from Swami. But in His own mysterious ways, through dreams and through various other signs, He showed me that He is with me and that He will take care of everything. Ever since, I have felt His presence, and I always, whenever I close my eyes and whenever I think of any bhajan, I am able to visualize Him immediately.
given that so much you have experienced, bhajans are all about attributes of the divine, Daya Sagara, Karuna Sagara, or Parthishwara, and every time you sing, you can relate to something that you have witnessed in your own life.
Yes, exactly.
And you said that even now, very strongly you feel His presence. Can you narrate one or two instances, you know, after you stepped out of Bhagwan's university, where you really got that reassuring feeling that, yeah, even now Swami is there very much with me?
Each day I used to leave for office, I used to look at the divine message that used to appear on the Radio Sai portal. One particular day, I was having a really hard time and I was just praying to Swami to please show me the path, to show me in some way that He is with me, just praying for His divine guidance. At that particular day, one particular quotation came up which had the exact implication on the series of events which were to follow in that day. And that helped me a lot. Many instances like these, He showed that He is with me.
Seemingly little instances, but you know that these are signs of Him sending you assurances through so many means.
Yes. Every small gesture, whether it is you driving on the road, suddenly you get Swami's thought, and then suddenly you see the car in front of you has a sticker of Om Sai Ram on it. Many such small instances give you that assurance that yes, He is there.
And even if this doesn't happen also, I think given that you have seen of Bhagwan and experienced of Him so much in your life, now you know for sure that He is there all the time. But whenever such things happen, it just makes you feel so happy. You just feel very happy.
Yes, exactly, sir.
Wonderful. So, you've been in the corporate environment now for a year, and perhaps it has been definitely a very different environment than how it is being in the hostel. So which aspect of your training in the hostel or in the university you think is really helping you now in the corporate world?
The most important thing that we learn in Swami's institute is discipline, and in particular punctuality. This particular learning in Swami's institute has helped me a lot in my corporate life. And some small quotations which we come across, talk less, work more, which we used to think that we used to just read it in passing. When I actually put it into practice, it helped me so much. At one particular point of time, it so happened that particular colleague of mine tried to influence my boss regarding me. And my boss immediately said, "I know Sai. He will never do like that."
So you, within a year, you have been able to establish that credibility. You have to establish an image where people know you for your work and your integrity.
Yes. And Swami used to mention so many times that work is worship. And each time you please your boss, you please me. So that particular aspect in my day-to-day life, I see so much. Because there are many instances when you know the corporate lives, the ups and downs of corporate lives. But my boss has full faith in me, and through various instances he showed that he has a lot of faith in me.
That he recognizes that you are someone who is very sincere about his work and who has a character which is commendable.
And he brought it to the notice of very senior person who directly reports to the MD.
About you. So does he know that you belong to this university?
Yes. Seeing our work and seeing the way we have conducted ourselves after passing through his hallowed portals, this has increased his interest in Swami's activities. And earlier he was not much aware about Swami. Nowadays, whenever he has some time, he keeps asking me about Swami's projects and about the directions to Parthi and about his teachings.
So one day probably he will land up here.
Yes.
So you become a sort of a change agent of Bhagwan. You're becoming a messenger of Bhagwan. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sai Krishna, for coming to the studios. I know we are running already short of time because you have got a train to catch in half an hour from now. So we will have to stop this interview today. But whenever you are here next, please do step inside the studio and we will continue the discussion, because today we really didn't talk about your days in the college, and there is so much there. 3 years in Vrindavan and 2 years in Prashanthi Nilayam. Maybe sometime next whenever you are here, we will continue this discussion. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Saram.
Sukhkari Ganapati Deva. गणपति देवा। Devahana Nataraja Namo
Devahana Nataraja Namo
Nandivahana Nataraja Namo
Devahana Nataraja Namo
Palalochana Shivaraja Namo
Palalochana Shivaraja Namo
Palalochana Shivaraja Namo
Palalochana Shivaraja
Namo Nandivahana Nataraja Namo
Nandivahana Nataraja Namo
Paramahesh Jagadish Namo
Paramahesh Jagadish Namo
Paramahesh Jagadish Namo Shiva Shakti Paritish Namo
Shiva Shakti Paritish Namo
Shiva Shakti Paritish Namo
Shiva Shakti Paritish Namo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Nandivahana Natarajanamo
Nandivahana
Palalochana Shivaraja Namo
Palalochana Shivaraja Namo
Nandivahana Nataraja Namo
Nandivahana Nataraja Namo
Paramahesh Jagadish Namo
Paramahesh Jagadish Namo
Shiva Shakti Paritish Namo
Shiva Shakti Paritish Namo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Bole Baba Sai Shanamo
Nandivahana Nataraja Namo
करो भगवान, कृपा करो भगवान, दया करो भगवान,
दया करो भगवान,
कृपा करो भगवान,
बसने
दया करो भगवान कृपा करो भगवान प्रेमामृत बरसाओ बाबा
Woo! Narayana, Narayana. जय हो पवन कुमारा,
जय हो